In Texas this year, Democrats and Republicans came together on health care. They passed a bill protecting patients from getting surprise medical bills if they unknowingly got out-of-network care. But the effort is now threatened by a last-minute change. Ashley Lopez at KUT in Austin explains.
The good news is that starting January 1st, Texans who end up in the emergency room won't have to worry about an outrageous bill because they were out of network. Stacy Pogue with the Center for Public Policy Priorities in Austin says this is a huge deal.
I haven't seen a bill with a scope this big, that could be this meaningful for the financial security of a family, pass in the 12 years I've been doing this.
The bill covers all Texans who have state-regulated health plans, about 60% of the market. It forces insurers and medical providers to figure out payment and leave the patient out of it. But now that Texas regulators are writing the actual rules, advocates say patients might still end up getting surprise bills, not in emergencies, but when they go get a scheduled surgery. A proposed rule would let doctors ask those patients to sign paperwork waiving protections from surprise bills. Blake Hudson is with the AARP in Texas.
What they're going to do is let your surgeon or whoever works at the front desk include in your packet a form that essentially waives your surprise medical bill protections for all of those out-of-network physicians.
That could be an anesthesiologist or pathologist or basically anyone who might pop in or assist during a procedure. Under this rule, patients would have about a week to sign the waiver, or they might have to reschedule a procedure or even cancel it. Advocate Stacy Pogue calls it a huge workaround, allowing surprise bills to keep coming.
It's a loophole in the protection where legislators wanted to give patients a protection, a win-win. And now some patients are going to get a lose-lose. They're going to have a scheduled procedure and be asked to essentially choose between two terrible outcomes.
Texas State Senator Kelly Hancock, the Republican who sponsored the bill, blames doctors and other groups that make a lot of money from surprise medical bills. He says he's against any change that would undermine this new consumer protection.
We have no intentions of seeing the efforts of legislators being ignored.
Regulators will consider the proposed rules in early December. For NPR News, I'm Ashley Lopez in Austin.